We are so fortunate to get a few words with a very special person, and here he is. Mr. President, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I had a few minutes, and I know that people are horrified with what happened. That was completely avoidable, quite frankly. The Secret Service are great people, but they missed, and the shooter missed. Absolutely, that roof should have been covered, and people saw the guy. People saw the guy before police and Secret Service, and that's something that should never, never happen. And there's also another question that drones are usually used, but on this particular day, they were not used. So we need some answers for this. I hope that some people are going to lose their jobs, but Biden doesn't fire even the worst performers. You remember Afghanistan. Nobody was fired and many other instances. And that's a little concerning. You can't have mistakes like that. And you know, the head of the Secret Service is a Biden appointee. So who knows? Who knows what they are doing and why they did it? But we're going to find out.
Yeah. So what the hell happened?
Well, I'll tell you, that was a headshot that missed. And it's kind of funny in a way. I thought ear nicks only happened in the movies. But I'm sure our great veterans and military have stories of such near misses. But I've never seen anything like that before. But the sad thing is, two people were injured and a very brave and wonderful man was killed in the hail of bullets while protecting his family. And it's so sad. There are a lot of very evil and twisted people in our society today, and our country has become a mental mess. It's a mental mess, and we have to be clear that it's the leftist and the Democrat Party who are pushing these psychotic, immoral, and fantasy lifestyles on our children, and we're being forced to accept and go along. Otherwise, they'll cancel us, delete us, block our traffic, or riot a public space. And it's always Democrats doing those things. It's not Republicans. But these are very dangerous times. And excuse me. Okay, I've got one minute. Go ahead.
No problem. Well, we're so glad you're safe, and we appreciate you taking a few moments to call. One thing, did you hear the bullet go by?
I did hear it. It was a split second. I thought it was a bee, because we've had bees before, and the sound was kind of like a bee buzz. But then I realized that wasn't a bee, and I felt the blood and heard the pops, and I went down, and all that happened so quick. But, you know, we have these agencies, the CIA and FBI, and they've become corrupt. Now, understand, they have some very great people working in them, but many people and the leaders are very corrupt. So after this attempted assassination, these corrupt agencies, you have to think of it, will now be investigating themselves. So wouldn't that be nice? You get in big trouble and tell everyone you'll investigate yourself. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, I have to go, but thank you so much. And God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was the president, everyone. Wow, that was amazing.